The status of a vessel, a utensil, which had 12 months passed by. Is it considered like new and may therefore now be designated for whatever one wants? Pariv, meat, milk, if it was originally used for not kosher, be used for kosher? Or does the non-kosher status or meat and milk status of a vessel retain its name forever until it is kosher? This question becomes most commonly pertinent when inherits a set of dishes, vessels, etc., from relatives who did not keep kosher, whether they are relatives who weren't Jewish, such as by converts, or relatives who were not frum and did not keep a kosher kitchen. Often these items are family heirlooms, and you would like to know if it may be continued to be used despite its origin of being used for not kosher. So as we know, the reason why the Torah requires one to kosher a non-kosher vessel or a vessel that was used for meat prior to using it for milk is due to the taste of that non-kosher food or meat and or dairy dish that the vessel has absorbed and retains within its walls. And the koshering process, whether Hagalah or Libun, removes the non-kosher taste from its walls. We also know that biblically, non-kosher taste, or even kosher taste of meat or milk in a vessel, only retains its fresh status for a 24-hour period. After 24 hours, when it is known to no longer be ben yemei, the taste becomes spoiled, known as pagum, and cannot trafe up any other food that's cooked in it, even though the sages decreed that initially it is still forbidden to cook in it. Hence the question is raised, when a certain amount of time has passed, such as 12 months, do we perhaps say that this taste that was absorbed in the vessel is no longer in existence at all, or that at least the sages have relaxed now their restriction and permit one even initially to cook within the vessels without koshering it? So practically we find a machlekes in the Pesukim in this matter. Famously, the Chacham Tzvi in three different tshuvas, in tshuva 75, 76, and 80 ruled, that after a period of 12 months have passed since a vessel has last been used, not only is its taste blemished, which occurs after only 24 hours, but it is no longer in existence at all. And therefore he rules, if you took a non-kosher vessel that was used 12 months ago for cooking pork, shrimps, and lobster, and you cleaned it out and you cooked in it a kosher food, including even if you cooked onions and jalapeno peppers, charif, the food remains kosher. And his proof is from the fact that the Mechaber in Yeredeya chapter 135 rules regarding a Yayin Nesach vessel that after 12 months the vessel no longer needs kashering. Regarding Karev, the Chacham Tzvi is only lenient b'diyevet but not l'chatchila. This ruling of the Chacham Tzvi, however, is disputed by many of the G'dayli Apayskim, beginning with the Rashba in Tshuva 575, and later the Chida and Chaim Sha'ol, the Panim Me'idus, the Tshuvas of Rav Akiva Eger, and other Achrayinim. They rule that Yayin Nesach, which was the proof and source for this ruling of the Chacham Tzvi, is a unique case scenario which cannot be applied to other cases of absorption, and therefore a vessel that absorbed non-kosher tastes or meat and milk would not become permitted after 12 months have passed without being koshered, as the pugum taste remains in it forever. And furthermore, if you would go ahead and cook a chara food in it, then it would become absolutely forbidden. Practically, how do we rule? So regarding kosherable vessels, such as if you received an inheritance of silverware made of real silver as a family heirloom and it was used for non-kosher by your previous relatives, then just kosher it. What's the big deal? Escape the machlekes, aside for the fact that even according to the Chacham Tzvi, you can't initially use it for charif, and kosher the vessel. So concludes the Pischei Tshuva and the Shari Tshuva. The main question, however, is raised regarding vessels made of non-kosherable materials, such as porcelain, earthenware, chinaware, which is made of earthenware materials, and the like, in which koshering doesn't help. So in such a case, the Chida rules that if it's only a doubt as to whether it was used for non-kosher foods, then you could be lenient after 12 months due to Sfek Sveka. Maybe it was never used for non-kosher foods, and even if it was, maybe we rule like the Chacham Tzvi, that after 12 months, the taste becomes removed. Likewise, if you inherited a set of dishes from a kosher-keeping family, but are not sure if they were used for meat or milk, then if 12 months have passed, you may use them for whatever you decide based on this Sfek Sveka double doubt. Nonetheless, even by non-kosherable materials, it's proper to kosher them through dipping them, immersing them three times in the Hagalah waters as an extra precaution of koshering them. So to summarize this halacha, just because a vessel has not been used for a period of 1 year or longer does not mean that its use restarts and you can now designate it for whatever you want, irrelevant of its previous past use for kosher, non-kosher, meat, milk, etc. Rather, if it is a kosherable vessel, then you need to kosher it. If it was used for meat and now you want to use it for milk, you are to kosher it. However, in a case that you are in doubt as to what its use was for, then you may be lenient. Even though in that case as well, it is best for you to kosher it if it's made of kosherable material. And if it's not made of kosherable material, then it should be immersed 3 times in hagala water. If, however, one knows for certain what it was used for, such as it was used for non-kosher or used for meat, and one now wants to use it for milk, and it's made of non-kosherable material, then it should not be used at all. Even though there are Paiskim who are lenient, being that other Paiskim are stringent, and even the lenient Paiskim are only lenient, b'dieved and alechatchila.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.